Yes, Jesus is a deliverer, and Jesus is still setting the captives free. Welcome to Deliverance Ministries. I'm Everett Cox. Well, when Jesus told believers in Mark 16:17, and when he commanded, in fact, that believers shall, in his name, cast out demons, it's obvious that Jesus meant it. And today, even in this space age, I see the practicality of it, I see the validity of it. Yes, I see it work. And since 1978, I've been seeing Jesus and his power go forth even through Christians as vessels, ministering and touching and setting hurting people free. Well, that's why Jesus told us to do it, because, yes, when we do, it works. Well, here on the program today is someone that is doing the works of Jesus like this. I'd like to welcome Lisa Lee in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Everett.
Thank you for coming on the show with me, and how exciting it's been to find out about this part of the gospel. Amen?
Oh, absolutely.
Who would have thought that that God would actually use us like this, just normal believers, in seeing the power move and to set the captives free, to see healings come forth, seeing the works of Jesus truly coming to pass. Who would have thought all that?
Oh, it's just absolutely incredible. It's just incredible.
Lisa, I know you were born again some years ago.
Mm-hmm.
How long ago was it?
I was 5 years old.
Oh.
Well, my mother led me to the Lord when I was just five, and of course I've been, in church and trying to serve Jesus to the best of my ability, ever since.
Oh, yeah. And how about the baptism of the Holy Spirit with speaking in other tongues?
I got that about 12 years ago. I finally realized I really needed that, and which, of course, I did. And so that's about how long it's been, about 12 years.
Well, you're rather well-seasoned, I would say, Lisa, as it goes. You've got a few years working there in the fullness of the gospel.
Well, I have. But I tell you what, Everett, until I saw what you're doing at Deliverance Ministries, I have seen a lot of things. I mean, I love to go to conferences and I see things, and I've seen some just spectacular miracles. But the consistency of miracles and healings and people getting set free that we see every night at Deliverance Ministries, I've never seen this before in my life.
Well, how long ago was it that you heard about Deliverance Ministries and came over here to Oklahoma City on a Monday night?
Well, I came for myself about a year ago. And I really got set free from just a lot of stuff. And then I just kind of rocked on for like another year. And when my son was just having some real problems, and he had strayed from the Lord and had just gotten into things that he shouldn't have, and he was just having some problems and was actually looking for an exorcist because he was having things just torn up, his vehicles and different things happen around his house. And I said, well, I don't know an exorcist, but I know Everett Cox, and I think he can help you. So that's what got us over your way just this last fall.
And did he get some freedom?
Oh, my goodness. His life was so dramatically changed. In one evening, he was set free from drugs, from alcohol. The spirit that was actually harassing him was a destroyer spirit that was just tearing up his vehicles. He had actually torn up either blown an engine or transmission or something on three vehicles in one week. So that's what got him coming your way. And he's a totally changed person.
Hallelujah. And you know, as bizarre as all that sounds, I remember it's been quite a few years ago. I was ministering to a man one time, and this demon started talking through him, and it said its assignment was to destroy the parts on his car.
Oh, my gosh.
I that's why today I say I'm not surprised at anything. There's a lot more going on from the satanic realm than any of us has suspected. That's obviously clear.
Absolutely.
But when we can find those kind of things out, praise God, who has the greater power?
Absolutely.
We do, in Jesus' name. We can cancel all that and blow it away. And that's apparently what happened with your son. Well, What went on next then, Lisa?
Well, there was such a change in his life. Well, his wife decided that she wanted to come for deliverance, and so I picked her up. She lives down in Seminole County. I picked her up and dropped her off on that day. That was one night that I didn't stay, and I guess later on that evening, I get a call, and my son and my daughter-in-law, they are just laughing and crying at the same time and just saying, thank you, Jesus, and praise you, Jesus. And I'm thinking, what is going on? I couldn't even get my son. He could not even stop praising Jesus enough to tell me what happened. So I said, put Melissa on the phone, and she was healed just spectacularly and miraculously that evening that she went to deliverance of a neck that had been severely broken. All the vertebrae were either cracked or broken in her neck about 2.5 years ago. When it healed, it fused her neck together. She couldn't turn her head left or right, up or down, except just maybe a teeny tiny bit, and the pain associated with that was just debilitating.
There was even a floating piece of bone, wasn't there, affecting the nerves or something?
Yes, there was a chip, a bone chip that had come off the most damaged vertebrae, and it was just kind of out there, and it wasn't attached to the vertebrae at all. I mean, it was just a kind of a triangle chip that was just floating. It was in a bunch of nerve endings, and was just...
The x-ray showed that.
Yes, it showed it. So it was unbelievable. It showed it floating around. And then the x-rays that we had taken after she had gone through deliverance and had, you know, been prayed for healing, that chip goes right back where it belongs, and it's just, and you could kind of see a little fine line where it had been detached, and it went back on. Jesus just healed it, so it went back on, and it's not floating
God.
Around anymore. It grew back.
Amen. Well, that it's everybody praises the Lord for those kind of miracles, amen?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Well, it's just changed their lives. It's totally changed their lives. They had, you know, she had no hope. She had no hope for ever having a normal life. As a matter of fact, her surgeons had told her that eventually her head would just drop down onto her chest because there was no muscle tone there, and it was just such her neck was so severely damaged, which that's just a horrible future for a girl that's 24 years old.
Oh yes, and she went through the process, which we found to be such an integral part of getting to the goal line in so many areas, including healing, the unforgiveness, getting those doors shut that we might have opened, generational stuff broken off, and various curses and things that we take people through before ministry. And then when the team got with her, they took her through, and she even felt spirits coming out, didn't she?
Oh absolutely, she just felt stuff leaving, and as the night wore on, she was just got freer and freer, and these chains of bondage just got broken off, and they were just going away. And she's just at the same time, or maybe a week later, got the infilling of the Holy Spirit, and just is praising the Lord and praying in the Spirit, and her life is so totally changed.
And she was healed instantly that night. I mean, when they laid hands on her, finally,
yeah,
at the end of the deliverance session and spoke healing, here it came, praise God.
And Mark, my son Mark, was there while she was being ministered to, and he saw her head move, and of course he said it was just wild after that, because he realized, you know, something, of course a miracle had happened, because she hadn't been able to turn her head for 2.5 years. And so evidently it got quite interesting at that point whenever she was just instantly healed. She just felt warmth on her neck, and of course the Lord was just working there, and then her head was free. It just totally healed. Jesus
how awesome.
Is so awesome.
Well, that's our Jesus.
Absolutely.
Setting the people free and healing them. Now,
right.
Lisa, you getting so excited, you started finding out that even you could do this kind of ministry, haven't you?
Well, that was a real surprise to me. Because it wasn't anything that I ever thought about doing myself. My goal was to take as many people to you and your team and get them delivered. I just couldn't see myself doing that. But as it turned out,
Well, you kept learning and coming over from Tulsa on Monday nights and learning with us, setting in with us and all. And then the evening came when you did your first one.
That's right. Yeah, I was really nervous about it, but it just went exactly like I had seen, you know, many other ones go, and it was a fellow, just a sweet guy, got just totally set free from a bunch of stuff that shouldn't have been on him in the first place.
Well, he's a strong Christian, wasn't he? And
yeah, a spirit-filled Christian, just the neatest person you'd ever want to meet.
And he
just
felt the evil spirits coming out, didn't he?
Yes.
You
know, all of them.
Coughed or something?
He coughed on everyone, so it was like, that was great, because, you know, that doesn't always happen. But everything coughed, and it's like, okay, you know, we know that's gone, and we just go on to the next one or the next batch or whatever.
The Bible tells us that heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word shall not pass away. And Jesus said in John 14:12, he that believeth in me, the works that I do, he shall do also. And here you are, Lisa, doing the works of Jesus. How exciting.
Well, it is the most incredible thing I have ever done in my life. It happened because, well, you kept encouraging me, although I wasn't very susceptible to the encouragement, because I'm thinking, no, I can't, I just can't do this. But then, you know, you would be shorthanded, and, you know, it's like, come on, Lisa. And I guess the night that I helped my first person through deliverance, my friend was there that we're prayer partners, and so she's like, okay, you know, I'm going to be praying, and so we can, you know, we can do this. So, and we did. I was just like, oh my gosh,
yeah.
I can't believe it.
And you really helped the guy. That's
you know what? That was, I was so, it's so awesome to hear back. I mean, that is the most incredible thing, is hearing back from people that you worked with, and this is one night, and they actually, you know, got healed and are free from all this bondage.
And you knew he had to be better. I mean, if a person, and he probably had, what, 36 demons, and that's usually typical.
Oh, probably about that. And this is the thing that was so neat, though, as we were going through the deliverance, like pain that he had, like in his hands and knees and back, it started leaving, even though we were just addressing just the regular group of demons and stuff. And when we got through, he jumps up and he goes, I'm going to start jogging again. I'm going to start running again. He felt so good. I'm like, well, yeah, way to go, Jesus. You know, this is so great. So he was just really, he was really happy, and he felt good. And, you know, he had a hope for other people that actually he had come just seeking some information for other people. And he has a hope he never had before. It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen happen in my life. And we know it's supposed to happen. We read about it. We know that, you know, like you say, the Word of God is the truth. And that's supposed to happen. But my God.
Well, Lisa Lee of Tulsa, Oklahoma, thank you so much for being on the program. I'm Everett Cox with Deliverance Ministries.